I used to be able to go down there and, like, buy the oil pump gears, anything I needed at that place. And my uncle, he's going to give me a Ford 2N tractor. It was my grandpa's on my mom's side. And he's kept that running, and he and my uncle, his brother, they put parts in it here and there through the years. And, you know, my uncle said he's going to give it to me when he passes. He's in his 80s now. But he, one of the cousins asked about it, and he says, no, I'm giving that to Phil. So one day I'm going to have to trailer that bugger home from up near Traverse City area.
I have a trailer by then. I should have one now, but that the deal went down with my dad. And I'm not going to contend with those folks. He's senile, and she's running the show, and that's that. But I need one to move my Bobcat. And trust me, if it'll move a Bobcat, it'll move one of the little Fords. That's an L-head design, flathead.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've worked on those Fords years back. It's been a long damn time. We put new cylinder sleeves in them and, different things. I remember my cousin got a hold of me. I was in the shop working. He says, Phil, it's cutting the grass and the oil pressure dropped. So we pulled it up into the barn and I dropped the oil pan and all the stuff and took it apart. And went and got the parts and took it to the shop and pressed those gears in there, you know, the old ones out and the new gears in and put it back together. And she ran like a champ, you know. So my dad sold the doggone thing. That was a big disappointment, but stuff happens.
Yeah, I've shaved them down with a surface grinder and all kinds of stuff. Yeah, it's, they're only about, I think, brand new, the newest ones of those. There were severance check. The guys got out of war, and they had like a $700, $750 severance check. They could go buy a brand new one of those, and I think a single or a double bottom 14-inch plow with the thing, and maybe another implement or something, but it was cheap.